It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Katie Topham. Hey, Katie.
Hey, Cal. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. It's a lovely day outside today here in Kitchener.
Not bad at all. I got a new tune called Tired. We'll talk about that in just a second. But it looks like you've been keeping busy during this crazy time.
I have. Yes, I've got a four-month-old now. So that definitely keeps me on my toes and my day-to-day for sure.
Yeah.
And since the last two singles we released, I Just Don't Feel Like Loving You in January.
Mm-hmm.
And as you just mentioned, we released Tired on June 20th. So those have been keeping me really busy. It's been fantastic. They both got picked up by SiriusXM, which is wonderful, and many other indie radio stations, which is just fantastic. So it's overwhelming, I honestly. a lot of things to handle, but all good things, all good things.
So why is your music so popular, do you think? Why are people listening to it?
Oh, gosh, that's... I hate talking about how great I am, you know? honestly, I've been told that I'm a good writer. I think that my writing style speaks to some people. I'm specifically Tired. I've had many people come up to me at shows and tell me that it meant something to them and that it was a story that they could definitely relate to. So if I could say anything, I would say that that's perhaps why my music has been so popular.
Sure.
I feel lucky, honestly.
Yeah.
But I also do work hard, so I'm sure that has something to do with it.
For sure. Let's talk specifically about the song Tired. Tell me about the tune.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wrote this song a few years ago with Carrie DeMayer, who is... I don't think I'd have a career without Carrie. I've written many songs with her, and she's just fabulous. And this song, anytime I play it on a show, I like to introduce it by saying, this is a song that I wrote about a guy who really sucks. And it's basically just a song about when you're in that point in a relationship or in some kind of interaction with a person where you're just tired at this point. Like, you know, you can't, as I say in the song, you can't find angry anymore. There's just not... There's no emotions left to give other than just being exhausted by that individual. And I really think that speaks to people. I think that everybody has kind of been that place with someone in a relationship at one time or another.
Yeah, for sure. And you're working on a new single, is that right?
Yes, that's very true. So we're working on the next single that we're hoping to release in about October.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that I actually wrote with my dad, Jamie Warren.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say which song it is yet, but that should be released in a couple months, and we're really excited about that as well. And I think people are going to like it.
Nice. Hey, awesome.
Yeah.
And you're busy playing, I hear, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been really lucky that way. So I have been still doing online shows, of course, with the COVID situation, but people have really seemed to been able to figure out in the whole stage process how to do live shows again. So with the help of some plexiglass, I've been able to play outside downtown Kitchener a few times, actually, in the past couple weeks. Basically, if people want to watch my website, which is katietopham.ca, they can check out where I'm playing. But I've been pretty lucky to be able to perform live again.
Awesome. That's great news, Katie. I'm glad you're well. Say hi to your dad for me. Take care.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk again, for sure.
Thank you so much, Cal.
Katie Topham on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.